Here with Davo after a 3-2 home win in the league against Petersfield Town. Davo, you must be absolutely delighted with the result.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic result for us. Tough game. They're a decent outfit. I'm impressed with them as a team. Have been three times now. But today I thought we were the better side. Credit to the manager afterwards. He said that we deserved it, and I thought we did. Close the game out well. Great character. When you're dominating a game, you're missing chances, which we missed a fair old few, didn't we? You know, it's tough when they equalise and you think it's not going to be your day. But, you know, three times we've come, you know, got the lead and closed it out well. So, yeah, fantastic result in, you know, and performance was pretty good as well.
And just to pick up on that point, obviously you did take the lead three times. Not only must you be delighted with the win, but you must be delighted in the manner of the win as well. As you say, you peg back twice and then to go ahead again for the third time, there must have been a part of you and probably the players out there that thought possibly you'd get pegged back again.
Yeah, in a way, I didn't think we would. I thought we looked solid after the third goal. Should have got a fourth. Absolutely should have got a fourth. I mean, how we didn't score, I don't know. But, yeah, you know, it's a great result and the performance was good. I said at the start of the game that the first two or three things you need in a performance are work rate, commitment, desire, you know, and the quality comes in fourth or fifth down the line, really, and what you need to do at this level. And, you know, we did that today. The quality at times wasn't perfect, but there was some really good stuff, some of the chances we created. And For where we are in the league, we create so many chances, which must be, you know, enjoyable to watch for the supporters that are here. That, you know, they must enjoy watching what we do. We create good chances. We try and play football and create things. We're not just lump it up there and hope. You know, we try and carve things up. And yeah, you know, I thought the performance was good and the character was fantastic.
Obviously, Jack French coming back into the side. You've had him in previous seasons on loan, and he's come back again this season on loan. Good opening performance from him, or home debut this season, so to speak. And then that club together with his ball for the first goal and a Rob Carr header, which doesn't normally happen. He does obviously score your goals, but not with his head very often.
Yeah, Frenchie's a good player. He's a good lad. He's a great lad. He's developed with us. I think he would be the first to say that. His improvement as a player, is a lot of it's been down to the stuff he's done with us and the training he's had with us. I know he's got full time with Woking and previously Aldershot, but he's learnt a lot with us. And he went on loan to another club, at Step 4 club, and didn't enjoy it. You know, he didn't feel he was learning, didn't feel he was developing, and asked us to come back to us. So, pat on our backs. Great for him that he did that. And he's a great player, really good player. He's a good footballer. I said to him yesterday, I spoke to him and said, look, you know, we need you to do the ugly bits as well as the undoubted quality that he's got. And today he did that, and he looked every inch a Southern League player and better. So, still a young lad. You know, we had 17 and 19 year olds in centre midfield, a pairing. You know, it's fantastic that we've got that and still winning the game and dominating against a very workmanlike and powerful side. You know, so good for the future, great for the development, and I'm pleased that Frenchie come in. And you're right, the ball for the first goal was great, and the header was superb from Rob Carr. And Rob Carr should have got another one, well, nearly got another one with a carbon copy header at the back stick, which the keeper made a great save just after as well. So, yeah, absolutely.
And you might, I want to come on to Ben Toy. He's a young lad. Obviously, he's played in there tonight with Jack French. He's popped up with your winner again. He's got some important goals this year. You must be absolutely overwhelmed with how well he's done for you this year, considering he was a youth team find from Pete Sydenham last year.
Yeah, it's he's come on leaps and bounds. I mean, his character's coming on. He's having little laughs and digs in the dressing room. Yeah, we did a little fun question for the lads before the game, and his answer was, I'll keep it within what happened in the dressing room, but it was absolute classic. You know, he had the lads in stitches on it, and it really relaxed the lads, and it's so good to see him coming out of his shell. and he's shown that in his performance. You know, he's always encouraging, he's always, you know, shouting and encouraging and looking really positive with everything he says and everything he does on the pitch. He's learning the game, and it's really good to see. And you know, I've said to him, it's going to take a while for him to develop into what he needs to be. He knows he's in the right place to do that. And, you know, we're only going to see more and more good things from him.
And you mentioned, obviously, the game was a bit scrappy. It wasn't probably as classic as you've played through the season at times. But there was a big moment for me at 2-2. Petersfield had a corner. It sort of bobbled around. And Pricey has pulled off a save, which is on the line. It's almost a point-blank save at him from... a point-blank shot at him from 2 or 3 yards. And sort of 5 or 10 minutes later, you've taken the lead 3-2.
Yeah, that's what Pricey does. I mean, it wasn't a great save. It was a good save. It was a solid save. I didn't think they had a lot of chances, if I'm honest. The two goals that they scored were the majority of the chances that they had, I thought. You know, they had a few corners. And as I said, they're a big, powerful side. But they didn't really open us up today. But you're right, Pricey makes good saves. That's what he does. He's the best keeper in the league. I wouldn't swap him for anybody.
Another penalty given away tonight as well. You have a few too many of those, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've got to be better at that. I mean, I thought it should have been cleared. We let the ball bounce. It should have been sent over into the trees if needs be. We let it bounce and then, you know, Josh has fallen on the ball, his handball. It's a bit harsh, I think. You know, he did fall on the ball, but, you know, he's got to give it, I think. Maybe he could have been sent off, I don't know. I mean... again, that would have been incredibly harsh, but I've seen referees do that. It was the right decision. It was a bit harsh, but it was the right decision, and we didn't save it, and they've scored another penalty against us. So yeah, disappointing.
Let me just ask you about how you feel about the way you and the management team have reacted and the players have reacted. This week around the club's been built up into a big week. Obviously, Petersfield and the return game at their place last week, and then obviously North Greenford at home on Saturday. Everyone's built it up as a really big week for the club. You walk around the club, you talk to people, everyone's talking about it. How have you dealt with that, and how have the players dealt with that?
As we always do, you know, I've said to the lads, and I'll always say it, and they're probably sick of me saying it, all we want from them every single game is a performance. Get your performance right, result takes care of itself. Against the better sides, if you play well, you don't always win, but you know, you're never going to win unless you play well, that's for sure. And so we say, look, what we want from you, if at the end of the game they've given us everything, then, you know, we can't ask for any more than that, and we'll continue to, you know, that mantra will stay with us always, you know. And today was the same. It was I thought we were unfortunate to lose at Petersfield last week, very unfortunate. And then, you know, the Ware game was tough. A good side going forwards. We had a struggling defensively with numbers. No Rossi, no Jack White, no James Scott. I mean, today we didn't have a lot more. I mean, we lost Cameron today. We lost Aaron Blacksall today. We still had no Jack White. We still got no James Scott. We're still missing so many players. But we had Rossi back, and he's integral for us. And we've got him now, you know, until Christmas. Hopefully he doesn't get any knocks or niggles, but... you know, that makes a difference, and then that spine's strong for us, and you know, we looked a good solid side today.
And as for Petersfield, they looked like a well-drilled side. They looked like they were managed very well. Have you got any comments about them at all after tonight?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, there's a few people there that I know, I've played with and known on the non-league circuit and Gosport and stuff like that. And Ian Saunders is a top bloke. I've got a lot of respect for him, what he's done at that football club. You know, they're not one of the bigger budget sides, and he does a lot around the club for them. And I've got the utmost respect for Ian as a bloke. You know, I hope that they go on and do good things this season, as well as us, and the pair of us, you know, punch well above our weight and finish, you know, as high at the table as we can. I've got a lot of respect for them. They play, you know, reasonable brand of football. You know, as I said, they're big and powerful, and it was a tough game. You know, Rushton have struggled to beat them twice. It says it all about them as a team. So for us to play and win like we did today is a credit to us, and as I said, credit to Petersfield, and I hope they have a good rest of the season.
Well, congratulations on the result tonight. Good luck in your preparations, and more importantly, good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, mate.